Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. We've been in James as of late, and last time we were in James, we really concluded that first portion, the first theme that he goes through, which is facing trials and why we should have joy. If you remember, the last time we talked about how the lowly brother or poor brother, depending on translation, should glory in his exaltation. And the rich brother should glory in his humiliation. And the cool thing about that is the lowly brother can't do anything to bring himself up. So when he is glorying in his exaltation, he's glorying because God is doing that. Those trials that he's facing, God is exalting him in those, right? And then the rich glory in their humiliation for the same reason, right? The trials come and God brings them down to where they need to be. Right? They're glorying in what God does, because as God works through those trials, he's making them more like his son. Amazing and powerful. So we're going to jump into verse 12, and that's probably all we'll get done today because there's a lot to unpack. But James goes from trials to temptations. So I love it. The first two big subjects in his book that deals with how we walk through this life are some of the toughest subjects, trials and temptation. So before we dive into this, let's pray and let's invite God to join us. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you and I just thank you so much for this time. I thank you for your word. God, I thank you for your love for us. God, and I thank you that you are a holy and righteous God that we can lean on in our hard times. God, I pray that you would just help us, speak to us through your word, God, as this practical nuggets of wisdom in James can just speak to us as we walk this Christian life. We pray these things in your name. Amen. All right, so in verse 12, James kind of switches, and let's just read it. It says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." So the first thing that I want us to notice, right? So we got that switch. Now he's talking about temptation. Trials are things that happen in this life to bring us closer to God, right? And temptations are things that could take us further from God. First thing I want us to notice is who endures temptation, right? So when you've been approved, he will receive the crown of life. Now, when will we receive the crown of life? In heaven, right? At the end of our life. So temptation along with trials is another thing that as Christians we will face on the daily, every day, for the rest of our lives. Not an easy thing to say, but the reward for that is just as amazing. He will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So as we are facing these trials, as we are going through these temptations, the reward is amazing. Okay, and after this, James kind of gets into specifically where temptation can lead us, how it is deceptive, as well as where it comes from, as well as where it leads if we choose to follow it. So we'll get into that into further studies. But today, I want to focus on facing that temptation, right? Enduring temptation. The first thought I get is takes me back to the Old Testament, right? Takes me back to Joseph. And you guys all know that I love that story. Joseph is such a cool picture. But think about the trials that he faced in his life. Being sold by his brothers, almost killed, sold into slavery. Then you get the temptation of Potiphar's wife. And what does Joseph do? He literally leaves his cloak, his coat in her hand and runs from this temptation. And he faces all of these things. But because he endured, look where God had him. Because of everything that he went through, where did God put him, right? The second in command only to the Pharaoh, right? And he ended up saving the world from a famine that would have killed many. Because of his enduring those trials and facing that temptation and running, knowing that that's not what God had for him. I think a lot of times we get in trouble because we like to, think about that temptation. We like to, you know, ooh, that looks kind of cool. What could this be? And we labor on that instead of just doing what Joseph did, and that's leaving our coat and running the opposite way, running to the Word. So what I really wanted to look at today is, how do we do that? How do we face that temptation? Because that temptation is deceptive. There is joy in those things, right? Well, maybe not joy, maybe happiness, fleeting happiness, when we give in to those temptations. But how do we say no? How do we face those? How do we endure that? And my first thought was of Joseph running, and then my second thought was in Ephesians 6. And we're going to look at, we're just going to read a couple verses. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Okay, that's a lot of verses, but you guys that know the Word know this scripture. And it's just, I just want to read it. We'll talk briefly about it, and then we'll be done. But here we go. It says, Ephesians 6, verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." I love that, the power of His might. We're not strong in our own might, but on God's. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil," right? "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." I don't want to deceive. So James is very clear where temptation comes from. Like, when we're reading this, it's like we're fighting against spiritual forces, which is true. Those are there. James is clear that temptation actually comes from us, and we'll read about that in the weeks to come. But I think there's such a good picture in the armor of God of how we can protect ourselves, right? If our mind is focused on His Word, if you heard those attributes that were in the sword of the Spirit, right? The belt of truth, the shield of faith. If our mind is set on these things, then when those temptations come, it'll be so much easier to swat them away, right? We've heard it say, you know, it's not, a temptation isn't sin. So you can't stop a bird flying over your head. You can't stop that, right? But you can stop him making a nest in your hair. I've heard that analogy since I was little, right? So you don't dwell on that bird and let him sit in your thoughts. You shoo him away. It flies over. You keep your focus, your thoughts on the Word of God and how we can rely on the power of His strength to get us through that temptation. The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians, right, we will not be tempted beyond our ability, but with the temptation will come a way of escape so that we may be able to endure it. So don't focus on that bird flying over. Don't let him nest in your hair. Look for the door that God will provide. Because in this world, there's a lot of deceptions. There's a lot of things that seem right. There's a lot of things that the world says that goes against God. It says in Proverbs 14:12, "There's a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death." If we don't keep these things on our mind, if we're not in our Word, if we're not studying, we can be pulled away. We cannot let the ways that this world thinks pull us onto the wrong path, pull us to the wide path that leads to our destruction, that leads to death, that leads to hell. We have to keep our minds focused on His Word. Then we can face those temptations. Because like James says, it's something that we will endure our whole life. And when we're approved, we'll get the crown of life. So my challenge this week, guys, go out, study His Word, focus on His Word, meditate on the Word of God so that you won't be pulled away by other things that are deceptive. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.